Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good evening. Good Sunday night. Tom Donahue, putting America first, new world order dead last, broadcasting from the cradle of liberty right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So glad that you could join us. If you're here live, great. If not, that's okay too. You know, there's so much going on in the broadcast field, and I'm going to touch on some things. Matter of fact, Savage made some announcements I thought was quite interesting. Everyone's thinking about the Kavanaugh. Let's look at that a little bit. But there's a couple articles I'm going to get to that have nothing to do with this. And no, I'm not going to say I'm a great American. You can listen to that clown or fool. But there's people that just say that just because they get behind a microphone or they're in the media, oh, they're just great Americans. What have you done lately? What kind of patriotic activities? What have you accomplished? What have you achieved besides running your mouth? I'm sorry. I just happened to hear a minute of the guy who calls. How can you call yourself a great American? I mean, maybe that's why some people like how brash and how brazen Trump is, because he's braggadocious. I don't like that. I don't like that in anybody. I like confidence, but I don't like cockiness. And I don't like someone that overinflates not only their egos, but the fact is of who they are and what they represent. And I've talked about greatness, and many times it's, well, when after someone has passed and they have a body of work, okay, and it really is a true body of work as it relates to achievement, accomplishment, and it's clear and certainly quite evident. But let's get back to a couple articles I want to get to in a little bit. And if you want to check these out in the meantime, you can go to The Guardian, you can go to Zero Hedge, you can go to TalkStream Live, and you scroll back, go back in time with the news articles 4 days, and the title of these two articles that I want to touch on, and also Pat Buchanan, we'll get to that too. Is America super rich? 6 things to know. Is America an oligarchy? And I found these articles on the same day, and here's the other one from Zero Hedge. Wealth of the top 1% surpasses $100 trillion, more than the global GDP and all the central bank balance sheets in the entire world. That's right, the top 1%. Now, you have to remember that some of these folks in talk radio, they really had no issues, no problems with the Bushies, you know, Papa Bush, Son Bush, and their New World Order. Because it was Republicans versus Democrats. Now, I am glad that Republicans have come more towards my way of thinking, and certainly the way of Pat Buchanan and Trump. And those of you that are new to the political arena, you know, you really don't know, have a lot of history as it relates to whether it's your voting, whether it's just keeping informed. Maybe it's just because of your youth. But let me just tell you something, that Pat Buchanan was a trailblazer. And Pat Buchanan, along with others in the patriotic liberty, freedom, truth movements, helped blaze the trails, okay? The trailblazers, if you will. And there's no question that Pat Buchanan was one of the first in the political realm when he ran for president. And I've said this before, and I'll repeat it again. He's the one that took on Papa Bush and the New World Order. And what was Rush Limbaugh doing? I guess with the stogie and down South Florida and popping pills and whatever else he was doing. But the point is, I'm not taking away from the talent of I used to say the blowfish from New York, but then he moved to South Florida. So I guess, well, blowfish would actually work better in South Florida. Just because someone's a legendary talk talent, but when someone becomes married to the Republican Party, he was married to the Republican Party, just like Hannity. Were mouthpieces. I used to say that Limbaugh was the maitre d' and Hannity there was the bellhop, okay? And now they're both almost in equal footing. But what's interesting, and I mentioned this from day one when I brought this program back to broadcast radio, and yes, we're on streaming online and podcasts and all those things, the internet. If you look at the new medium, if you will, which really is not new at all now, but it's so fractured. and it's so splintered, and it's really difficult because of such decentralization, which in many ways is a good thing, but they can't find the programs. They don't know that many of them exist. They don't, and so by having a broadcast presence on radio stations as well, it, to me, is very significant. So you have these folks that are more or less, well, I guess in some ways masquerading as now America Firsters and nationalists and really concerned about our sovereignty and all those things, when they didn't care, because when George Bush proclaimed in 1991 at the State of the Union that he was welcoming in the New World Order, there was no gripes, there was no grievances, there was no outrage. They just said and they supported those wars, those senseless wars. I'll tell you, Donald Trump continues to hammer the Bushes. And for the and there and these senseless wars that we should have never ever entered into, that the Bushies got us into. Pat Buchanan, this is quite interesting, and you can look at this. Matter of fact, on Breitbart it says Pat Buchanan, trend worldwide is national sovereignty, not Bush's New World Order. And when we come back from the first break set in a few minutes, I'm going to read a few key highlights from that particular article. And again, it's Pat Buchanan, and he's on the McLaughlin Group, although, you know, McLaughlin is long gone. But they kept that namesake because that was the program, and they still have that on PBS. And I guess you can catch it online, too. But, you know, Buchanan, he's still knocking it out of the park. And I'm just really glad that there was someone that stood up in the political realm, took the heat. I mean, many of us took the heat in the alternative media, even though I was on stations back in the early 1990s. You know, I was still an alternative perspective, even though socially conservative. I was one that absolutely was a believer and was the first America First themed radio program back in the day. You know, and I worked with others like Chuck Carter, which I've talked about, the late, great Chuck Carter. You know, there were several of us that were, it was a little club really in a way in terms of us getting this information out in the early stages. And then, of course, as online and internet and more people started to learn how to do podcasts, and those things all became, because they didn't exist at that time. If we weren't on radio stations, there's newsletters. You know, you would try to maybe be a guest on a radio program, but there was no internet, there was no streaming, there was no podcast. So what I did, and I've talked about this before, is that I infiltrated the media. Yeah, I mean, I had a communications degree, and yes, I appeared as a guest on some shows. I had this vision, and I decided to enter talk radio and try to put my best efforts forward. And thankfully, you know, I ended up getting a paid position, and then that also led into national syndication eventually. So I feel really blessed, and it was really a wonderful time. But I never took a back step. You know, I never backpedaled on my priorities and my principles and my patriotism. And that's the way we did the program was, you know, we hit the Fed. At that time, we used the term deep state, but we talked about the rogue state. We talked about the New World Order. We talked about the dangers of globalism and one worldism and internationalism. So it's just really great that now many of these things are part of the common vernacular. You know, it has become more mainstream. And sadly, we have people like, you know, AJ and the Bullhorn and people that mix truth and fiction and fast and loose with the facts. And you just can't deal in half truths. If you're going to deal with stuff that's of conspiracy and controversy, you got to nail things down. I mean, if you're not in command of those facts, then you say that, based on what I do know, this is what I believe may have happened. You have to let people know that you can't state things as facts if they're not facts. You can't mislead people, and you can't sensationalize the news. And I say here all the time, I'm not here to make news or break news or fake news. You know, I'm here to tell you to the best of my ability that I am a truth teller, I'm a truth seeker, and I know you folks are too, or you wouldn't be listening. We'll be right back. Hold tight. You're tuned into the Tom Donahue Show. More to come.
Let
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
That's exactly right. Independent-minded, investigative broadcaster, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show, thanks so much for joining us. Back to this article, Pat Buchanan, the trend worldwide is national sovereignty, not Bush's New World Order. So the populist conservative author and columnist and former presidential candidate, Pat Buchanan, says the trend worldwide is towards President Trump's worldview of national sovereignty and away from the Bush dynasty's desired New World Order. During a panel discussion on the McLaughlin Group, Buchanan said in response to Trump's anti-globalism, pro-Americanism speech at the United Nations that the president is leading the trend worldwide. The trend worldwide now is not towards George W. Bush, H.W. Bush's New World Order. It's not towards global democracy. It's not towards transnationalism anymore. It's not towards institutions like the World Trade Organization. I can also throw in there, Bank, Buchanan said. All around the world, tribalism, nationalism, sovereignty, these are all becoming issues that remind us of the failings of the Bush dynasty and how they set back this country. And of course, we've talked about the Obama nation, the imposter in chief. And it's not a matter of, see, every time when people think you criticize either of established corporate political party, you have to be on one side or the other. Well, there's two sides when it comes to politics. And there's something about independent thought, you know, alternative thinking, free thinking, okay, think for yourself. And quite frankly, many of our great founding fathers and framers would have loved, like I do, some of the Republican rhetoric, but not a lot of the delivery in terms of action. So now Trump is getting the Republican, is remaking, reformulating, remodeling, restoring, but the restoration is a whole makeover of the Republican Party. And I think that's a great thing. It's interesting, like when many people look at the Republican Party and they think of this, it's okay to, in some ways, praise and bow down to, you know, the super elites and the rich. And I talked about the Federal Reserve last week and the fact that the reason I don't think Trump will bring up the Federal Reserve except for quibbling about interest rates and maybe some arcane policies or some policies that affect, the economy to some degree. But he's not going to talk about their ownership. He's not going to talk about who the national debt is, the majority of it is truly owed and owned by. He's not going to talk about the fiat currency. He's not going to talk about Article 1, Section 8 and Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. I think the reason is it's not that Russia has anything on him. It's because the bankers have something on Trump, and that is that they have leverage because where do you think he got his loans? And became the billionaire on paper, not just because of what he did with his properties and his business acumen, but because he continued to get bailed out, just like the major media companies continue to get bailed out. And they, you know, the mom and pop store, they could never live off of the magnitude of debt and leverage. But certainly iHeartMedia can. And there's various other, too big to fail banks, too big to fail corporations and companies that you and I would never be able to have those type of protective privileges. But that's the way it works. And so, you know, as much good as Trump has done and will continue to do, the fact of the matter is that we need to get all the secrets out, all the treasure trove of secrets. And again, my area of expertise is not aliens and UFOs and all that, but if whatever's there, release it. Whatever's there about JFK, you know, don't hold back that 2% or 5% of the documents. Everything should come out. Whatever happened in terms of these Bush wars, as long as it doesn't put, you know, intelligence agencies, I'm not talking about the ones that are sitting in the Pentagon. I'm talking about the ones that are actually active in the field in harm's way. In terms of methods, in terms of, identities, that kind of thing, then we need to know. And that's we need to have transparency. We'll be right back. Hold tight.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.